Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the inaugural episode of The Corner with Altitude. I am your host, Altitude. It's an exciting time, man. Exciting time. Miss P afforded me the opportunity to come to y'all on this platform with a new hip-hop show every Thursday. So every Thursday, make sure y'all write back here. But this is the first show. We making history tonight. I got a great show lined up for y'all. Basically, we're going to go over some hip-hop news. I got a hip-hop artist, a guy that I've known for a while, my man Big Ben. He'll be calling in here shortly. Until then, though, let's get it popping, man. Hip-hop news. And we're going to get it to y'all fresh, man. If you've been living, unless you've been living under a rock, then you know about the Kendrick Lamar verse on the Control record by Big Sean featuring Kendrick Lamar and, of course, J Electronica. Kendrick basically took his verse and addressed a void in hip-hop pretty much, where I think, you know, the competition level was kind of dropping. Therefore, people's artistry was kind of falling off. And the lyrics were, you know, questionable. There wasn't too many people that lyrically could hold their weight, man. And that's basically what this whole thing is built off. You have to have some lyricism. There's too many party records, too many buddy-buddy stuff going on. And at the end of the day, hip-hop's supposed to be competitive. It's a competition. And I feel like Kendrick Lamar took it there. Nothing more than that, just competition. He did name names, though. And, of course, when you start naming names in hip-hop, people start catching feelings. And that's exactly what happened. Some of the people he named included the person he's on the song with, whose song it was, Big Sean, also J Electronica, who was also featured on the record with them. He included Drake, who at this point may be arguably the most known hip-hop quantity. You know, of course, we have people like Jay-Z and Lil Wayne, Kanye West also in that same conversation, but Drake definitely top five in name recognition. J. Cole, people like this. And everybody pretty much that he named took it, you know, as just that, a friendly competition thing. Basically, Kendrick Lamar telling everybody step they bars up, except one rapper / R&B crooner, and that would be Drake, who, of course, has been on a nationwide tour pretty much on radio stations promoting his new album, Nothing Was the Same. And while on this tour, while on the radio, Drake has been addressing the Kendrick Lamar controversy, basically calling it nothing more than a fleeting moment, just a moment in hip-hop that kind of got everybody talking for 10 minutes, and now nobody cares about it. And he's pretty much expressed the sentiment that, you know, he doesn't want to work with Kendrick Lamar in the near future because of that control verse. And it just came off to me a little emotional. I'm not going to, you know, call Drake out or anything like that. I think he's a talented brother. He obviously knows what to do, how to do it. He has tremendous amount of skill. Not one of my personal favorites. That being said, I respect his work and I respect what he brings to the table. But yeah, he was just sounding a little like it hit a chord with him, and it wasn't sitting right. He didn't take it the way that I thought the record was or the verse was intended. And that was pretty clear. So he expressed, you know, his thoughts there. Apparently Kendrick Lamar heard Drake expressing his thoughts. And on the upcoming hip-hop award show, the BET Hip-Hop Awards, which are pre-recorded, by the way, Kendrick kind of fires back. He doesn't say Drake's name, but, you know, they do the BET ciphers on the Hip-Hop Awards. And apparently Kendrick Lamar is part of one of those ciphers, and in there he addresses Drake. Now, this is reportedly, it's allegedly at this point, since the awards haven't come out. I can tell you I did hear a 15-second snippet, and I saw a 15-second snippet of a video from the cipher, and it did look like he was addressing Drake. Drake's album, of course, again, is called Nothing Was the Same, came out last Wednesday. By the way, sold 650,000 copies in his first week, so congratulations to Drake on that front, making it the highest-selling hip-hop record this year, surpassing Jay-Z, if you want to count that, because apparently Jay sold 1 million records to Samsung before his album ever came out. But if we want to be technical, the first week sales did not eclipse 650,000 once the record was sold. He did go beyond gold his first week, though. But it's Jay-Z. You expect that. But like I was saying, Drake's Nothing Was the Same, number one selling hip-hop album this year. Again, congratulations to Drake on that front. But, yeah, apparently Kendrick says something to the effect of nothing was the same after the control verse, which is not so subliminal. It's subliminal just because he didn't say Drake's name. But it's pretty obvious who he's directing his comments towards during the cipher, man. But, yeah, we'll see what happens with that. I'll keep you up to date on that. Check in next week. I'll have more information on that. Moving right along, speaking of Jay-Z, man, said a little something about Jay-Z, but Jay-Z has partnered with Hublot, the luxury watch company, for his own line with the company. It's called the Sean Carter by Hublot wristwatch collection. So Jay-Z, of course, probably outside of Diddy, the number one businessman in hip-hop, making more business moves, man. So nothing you don't expect from him. The watches are limited edition with 250 black ceramic and just 118-karat gold ones produced. Prices are ranging from $17,900 to $33,900, respectively. So if you want one of these Sean Carter by Hublot watches, gotta be saving your money. yeah, I mean, because apparently it's not cheap, man. But it's old. What to expect? I don't think anything about Jay-Z is cheap. Why would he sell us some watches we could all afford? I mean, a man's rocking Tom Ford. He don't pop Molly. Crazy. The Game has reiterated. The Game, of course, formerly a G-Unit member, Aftermath Records member. He's hinted, though, recently that he may sign with Cash Money Records. That's right, man. Baby Birdman Williams, of course, is the head of that imprint. Other artists on Cash Money Records include Lil Wayne, Drake, who is affiliated with Cash Money via Lil Wayne's Young Money, Cash Money thing. So The Game says, my contract is done with Interscope. I was done after my fifth album, which was Jesus Peace. I'm a free agent now. I've been getting lots of calls. There have been so many meetings. The cool thing is to have 5 platinum albums under your belt and still be able to have people appreciate you and the momentum to keep it going. It's just beautiful. I don't know specifically where I'll end up. I've been entertaining a lot of options. So, it's a quote from Game referring to his current label situation. But while we're on it, man, right now what we're gonna do is bring on our special guest tonight again, Mr. Big Body Benz from Reston, Virginia. It's an exciting time, man. So let me go ahead and connect tonight's caller.
Hello.
Benz, you with us?
You already know it.
What's going on, man?
What's going on, brother?
Nothing much, man. I'm glad, again, I'm humbled that you accepted the invitation to be on the show tonight. I want to thank you again. But yeah, man, like, why don't you introduce yourself to the people? You know what I mean? I don't think I did you enough justice. I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor, introduce yourself.
All right, man. First, I want to say I appreciate you having me on the show, period. You know what I'm saying? But you already know it's Big Body Benz checking in, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Virginia's ID. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's how it goes, man. You know what I mean? One-man band, man. You feel me? So let's get to it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. This is what we're going to do, man. We're going to start off with just a couple questions. I'm sure that, you know, the people, the listeners want to know. Then we'll get into a couple records, and we'll come back. We'll finish the show with some more questions, man. This is the first time, man. We're making history right now. First show of the corner we're out to do, man. But let's do it. So, Benz, why don't you tell the people, man, what started you in making music, man?
I mean, like, music is always life, period, you know what I mean? Like, my father used to DJ, you know what I mean? You know, your mom be driving, you know, singing the songs on the radio and all that. And, you know, growing up, you know what I mean? Music is always a topic of discussion. You know what I mean? Especially in our generation, no matter what, every day you go to school with something to do with music, brothers is arguing about who's the best rapper or did you hear such and such song. You know what I mean? So it's like I always seen how music made a big impact on the environment. You know what I mean? No matter what type of music it was, no matter what type of environment you was in, music makes a great impact. You know what I'm saying? But it started in my household. You know what I mean? My father came home from prison and I watched him make music, like beats and stuff on the music generator on the PlayStation 1. And I just seen how much fun he was having, man, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I wanted to get into. Because, you know, at that time, you know, I'm like 11, 12, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, my dream was to play football and all that. But at that time, I started seeing how much fun he was having. And I watched him sell the beat for a pair of Versace jeans and a couple dollars. And I was like, dang, like, if he could do this on the PlayStation, turn around, make some money off of that. Like, at that time, that was my focus, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, but what hit me the most was how much fun and how how much joy it brought him. So I said I wanted to do the same thing. You know, you follow your dad. So I said I want to do the same thing. He was like, I'm getting ready to go do something. When I come back, I want to see some words on the paper. So he left for about an hour. He come back. I had like a whole page and a half of bars on there. You know, they ain't make no sense, but he just seen my dedication. And honestly, from that day forth, man, like, I just kept on grinding and getting better and getting better and getting better because that's what I wanted to do, you know what I mean? So that's where it started from, man.
Word, absolutely, man. What's your creative process like, man? Like, where do you go, you know what I mean, when it's time to record, what are the things that you do to bring out, you know, that bends, man, that we hear when we hear the records, man? Like, how do you get to that point?
I mean, you know, it's just like, I just zone in, man. I can't really explain it, man. It's really a gift from God, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just zone in. It's not like I turn into this other person, like even other artists and stuff. See, I don't do that, like, because I'm that same person, you know what I mean? Like, I just zone in. I get tunnel vision, you know what I mean? If the beat speaks to me, then I just go in. If the beat don't speak to me, I can't do nothing with it, you know what I'm saying? And it could be a hot beat, but if it don't speak to me, I can't speak to it, you know what I'm saying? And I just zone. I don't know. It's just like, you know, you being an artist yourself, you know, your mind just go, it just blocks out all the outside noise, you know what I'm saying? You just focus in on what you're here to do, what you're here to accomplish, you know what I'm saying? As far as me making my own records, and now when it comes to features and stuff, my whole objective is just have the best verse on the record. It's just the body of everybody else on the record, you know what I'm saying? Whether I know them, whether I got love for them or not, that's just my whole objective, is to make sure at the end of the day, they say, did you hear Ben snap on that joint? You know what I'm saying? And honestly, you know what I'm saying? To be honest, my track record is proven because they know what they're going to get when they know I'm on the record. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just blessed, man. I just thank God for that every time that I put out a new project or something. You know what I mean? Whether I get 2 likes or I get 20 likes, I know that when it hears the end, when the people's ears hear what I put down, that they like it and they enjoy it. So my musical process,
right,
man, is just go get it.
Right, right. Absolutely, man. And I can definitely relate to you in terms of when I was recording, man, I kind of like taking a step back and all of that, but definitely getting into that zone, man, it's nothing like it, man. It's like a great feeling. And if you haven't done it, then you don't know it. You know what I mean? Like, nobody can really
right.
speak for it if they haven't been in that place and really gotten there. So, yeah, man, most definitely, man. What we're going to do now, man, we're going to go ahead and get into one of your records. This one is called Columbia. As soon as I heard it, got me hyped, man. So I'm sure the people are going to love it too, man. So let's get into it, man. Big Ben's Columbia, just something to hold y'all over till we get back, man.
Yeah. Free Duny P till they free Duny P. From the hood to Hollywood, scrap. Know what I'm talking about? Free K though, so what have you? Monte home. I'm from the old school, partner. I was raised in the jungle, dog. They ain't seen no way out, so they hustle hard.
Hustle hard.
Tell my cousins to slow down. Looking at me like, cuz we don't know how.
Know how.
All I can do is pray for 'em.
Yeah.
Go hard on these bars and make a way for 'em.
Way for 'em.
Crown Vic look like a spaceship.
Yeah.
E-Money tap the gas and watch the facelift.
Facelift.
I miss Duny P. Jail visits every week.
Yeah.
Told him when he back on the street,
yeah,
we gon' continue to eat.
Yeah.
I told him rap was the way.
Yeah.
No more packets of hate.
No.
He said, I hear what you say, but you gon' give up your place. Three kingdoms tryna make it four.
Yeah.
One I had a college pay before I make it four.
Make it four.
Don't need you to believe in me.
No.
Long as I got G-O-D, I'll be okay, I'll be okay, I'll be okay. And I ain't falling off neither.
No.
When my baby get here, I'll take a small breather.
Yeah.
Who knew an instrumental
what?
Could be so instrumental?
What?
Cause they get paid off my dogs like they in a kennel.
$2 a day?
Say what they don't wanna say. They gotta line up straight just to wait on the tray. CEOs that say, huh? Look them dead in their eyes. They gotta swallow their pride so they can survive.
No.
It's time to change the game plan. Back to the ball, hit the lead and change the game plan.
Game plan.
Time to own our own businesses. Get a tax idea and reap the benefit.
Benefit.
On your publishing and master too. Cause you a slave to the game, so who you master to?
Master to.
I'll be proof for the transition. Cause you can ride without your hood, but need your transmission. Youngins got it tossed up.
Yeah.
Thinking a body in a stack will get you bossed up.
Bossed
nah,
up.
I'm packing for the future. Now that's what happened. Left the trap alone and turned to rapping. Yeah. Yeah. I'll be proof for the transition. Cause you can ride without your hood, but need your transmission. Tell my story.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. Columbia. Everybody that's
man,
on the line
you?
Right now, if you want a chance to talk to Benz, make sure y'all hit press the one.
Yeah.
I connect y'all through. But Benz, man, tell us a little bit about that record, man. I love it, man. Gets me high. I'm still hyped.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. That right there was nothing, man, but just me playing with my bars, you know what I'm saying? I was in the studio, and we was watching the video for the joint. I think it's like a Young Scooter joint. So I'm like, oh, I like that beat, you know, so I had to engineer find it or whatever, and I just felt like I needed to go in on it because my album, my forthcoming album, whatever, like, you know, it's real serious. It's real, like, life-oriented, you know what I'm saying? Not to say that record wasn't, but, you know, when you come to the album, it's a little bit more focused. So that right there, I just wanted to flex a little bit. I just wanted to have a little bit of fun, you know what I'm saying? So he put the beat on, man, and like I said, man, I just zoned in, man, just went ahead and did it, man, you know what I mean? To be honest, I didn't even write that, you know what I'm saying?
B&B, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I just went in on it.
Crazy, man, crazy. You know what's funny is, For those that don't know, I know Benz. I've known Benz for a long time now. In fact, Benz used to record me. So thank you for that.
Long time ago. Ain't no problem.
Very long time ago, man. I can attest to, I can vouch for him actually not writing and just getting in there and just laying down a fire verse. I had a song with him a long time ago. Where there was no plan, writing nothing, man. Just got in there, rapped for like 2 minutes straight. So definitely can't vouch for that, man. But yeah, man, let's get back. Shout out to my man Alvin too from Dayton, Ohio, who's listening right now to the show. Thank you for tuning in, my man. So big shout out to Alvin. Let's get back to these questions, man. People want to know some more things. What are some of the things that inspire you, man, to keep doing what you do?
I mean, like, my biggest motivation is my sons, you know what I mean? Like, that's honestly my biggest motivation, you know what I mean? Like, I see a way out with this music, you know what I mean? And that inspires me a lot. Like, that's probably my number one motivator right there, you know what I mean? And the next is just life, you know what I mean? It's just life in general was really what motivates me, you know what I mean? Because before I had kids, it was life, you know what I'm saying? When I had children, it moved life to the side, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And life had to take that second seat, you know? But life really is what inspires me to come up with these vivid bars and these things where you hear it, you can picture it. Because what I rap about is really what I live and what I've lived, you know what I'm saying? I don't talk about nothing I haven't done or nothing I haven't been around. You know, I can't rap anyone else's life. I can't put anyone else's life in my music, you know. So life is still a big, is right there, you know. It's 1A, 1B, you know, when it comes to my kids, man, because you live life every day, so you can make records every day, you know what I mean? As long as you stay true to you and stay true to what you're doing, man, you can do it forever, man. So That's it, man. Life is my biggest motivator, man. You know what I'm saying? After my children, man. So that's what inspires me, man.
EG, nigga.
Word, man. There's a big difference in your music now from, you know, from back when we were doing it, or when I was doing it. You still doing it and doing it at a very high level too. Sparked the transition, man, from your early, you know, more uncensored is what we'll say, work. Now when you're making the conscious effort to not use profanity and things like that, man.
I mean, the biggest change, man, was just a life change. You know what I'm saying? Like, I realized how big of an influence I make on the people, man. When I discontinued the EG movement, as far as, you know what I mean, that being the brand and everything, like, I seen how much of a big impact it had on the people. Like my phone didn't stop ringing for like a good month, man. Like, it was always text messages. Everybody wanted to know why this, why that, what was it? You know what I mean? It was like. Oh, I can't even explain it. Like, I had, you know what I mean, I built something that became bigger than myself, you know what I'm saying? But I realized, like, I have a big voice, man, you know what I'm saying? And I realized I could still get the same message across without, you know what I'm saying, cussing and, you know what I mean, and just being wild like that, you know what I'm saying? And plus, man, like, yo, like I started rapping for real, putting stuff on wax and stuff when I was, like, 14. Like, my grandmother had never heard one of my records. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I couldn't play my records for my grandma. I couldn't play my records for my mom, although she'd sneak behind my back and listen to them. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't play those records for them, for my family and stuff. You know, like, now I go wherever and put my record on. You know what I'm saying? And business-wise, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot easier to get radio play. To be honest with you, when I drop singles and stuff like that, I don't got to worry about going to the engineer and getting him to cut this and cut that, edit this, edit that. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, man, like, it ain't really no big change. Other than the simple fact, like, I ain't cursing for real, you know what I'm saying? I'm still delivering the same message, just a lot more positive, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all it is, man. I'm still the same person. I still struggle every day, still go through my trials and tribulations like everybody else, you know what I'm saying? That's all it is, man. And to be honest with you, I feel like I'm a little bit more clever with the bars now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I definitely, like, went through a time, like, towards the end of my recording career where, you know, I mean, I made a conscious effort to, like, not curse or whatever. But for a totally different reason, though, man. I just felt like, you know, it expanded the vocabulary, you know what I mean? I'm sure that, you know, you feel that now because you're substituting words for you're substituting four-letter words for, you know, more intricate ones, man. It's an interesting thing there, though. But
and to be honest, like, when it comes to, like, using the curse words and stuff like that, like a lot of times, man, that just be emotion, man. You know what I'm saying? To put those in, you emphasize on those curse words and stuff like that when you're saying, because you want the fans to know you really mean what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? And it's, you know what I mean? I still slip up for real. Like, I'm trying to make that same conscious effort in my daily life, too. You know what I'm saying? I still cuss more than I should, you know what I'm saying, in my regular life, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's emotion, man. So I just figure, like, if I could give them something different, like, you know what I mean? I'm not the only one doing it, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, I just want to be the best at what I'm doing. So I figure if I can challenge myself to do that, then, you know, add something next to the arsenal.
Absolutely, man. What can the people expect from this Tell My Story album, man? What should the people expect?
They can expect real. You know what I'm saying? Right. They can expect real. 100% real me music. Brandon Martin. You can expect Brandon Martin. Brandon Benz Martin. You can expect that. You can expect the dope boy that goes into the shoe store and buys four pairs of shoes in the same size just because. You know what I mean? You can expect the homeless man that stands beside the 7-Eleven and asks you for 50 cents. You know what I'm saying? You can expect all that. You can expect the single mother, you know what I'm saying, that's taking care of her four kids. You can expect whatever. You can expect the school teacher. You can expect the bus driver, you know what I mean? You can expect the whatever. You can expect the world, you know what I'm saying, because I've seen all of that. You know what I mean? I've been in all those positions. You know, I've seen it through those eyes, man. And that's what tell my story is about. Everybody got a story to tell. You know what I mean? Regardless of where you're from, how you living, everyone has a story to tell. I've learned some of my coldest lessons from a bum, from what society would consider a bum or a crackhead or whatever. I've